Say, what in perdition are you doing here at the store, you old fossil? You ought to be home in bed. You're a sick man.
Yeah, I know it, but it's no use staying in bed, Zeb.
What do you mean?
Oh, I just rolled and tossed the whole dad during the night. So I figured I'd get up and come down and open up the store myself.
Well, dang if you ain't the onliest fella I ever seen in my whole born days. When you're well, you're always late getting to work. And then when you're sick with a fanfare, you're down ahead of time. Now, look here. You get right back home and get into bed.
Ah, sure. Tell you, it won't do no good staying in bed. Won't even be able to close my eyes.
Oh, you'll close your eyes all right. Just start counting sheep.
It won't work.
Oh, certainly it'll work. Count up to 1,000.
I tried it last night. I had no more than get 100 or so counted, and then drop off to sleep.
What? Why, you're a darned old fool.
Besides, I lose too much money sleeping.
Lose too much money? How do you mean?
Well, now, just last night, I dreamt I made $1,000, and then I woke up.
Yes.
And then, like a dad-daring fool, I went back to sleep and lost it all.
Oh, but
I ain't going to take no more chances.
Yeah, Peter, do you know what's the matter with you?
Certainly, I got the fanfare.
No, sir, you got worse than that. You're out of your head with fever, that's what. You sit right down here in this chair now.
Well, what for?
Never mind what for. You just sat down. Well, I'm going to get Dr. Ayers' home treatments for a man and beast book and see what to do for you. Well, now, where is that bad book that we have?
It ain't got nothing to do about the fanfare. I looked it up myself just yesterday.
Well, don't give a damn about the fanfare. I want to see what to do for your fever. Say, where in foundation you put that book, anyway?
Well, it's sitting over there alongside the phone book last time I see it.
Oh, yes, Dr. Ayers' home treatment for men and beasts. Yes, this is all right. And now I see here, I'll find it here in a minute. Then I find some symptoms. Yes. Now, here's some right here. Look, there's tired easily.
Yeah, that's me. I get tired awful easy, Zeb.
Eschews food. You do that?
Yeah, I chew everything but soup.
Nose dry and general lassitude.
No, I don't know him.
Know who?
General, what's his name?
Oh, I ain't talking about a general. It's nose. What do you used to smell?
Well, I used to smell them dad darn cigars of yours before I got used to them.
No, I mean, what do you smell with? Your nose, don't you?
Yeah, well, what about my nose?
Is it dry?
Yes, dry.
You see, there you are. That's just what I thought. You got fever, Ed Peters. You got fever bad. It says here, this is always indicative of a feverish condition. Relief is sometimes obtained by proper exercise. Take them out on L-E-A-S-H. Oh, yes, lease.
Hold on, you ain't going to lease me out.
Now, wait a minute, Deb. I reckon I don't mean that exactly. Says on a lease and let them roll on the ground. Yes, you see, that just means I got to lease you out to somebody that's got a big yard where you can roll on the ground, you see.
But I ain't going to roll on the ground.
Now, Eb, you got to. That's what the book says to do. You got to follow the book, don't you? It says roll on the ground and eat grass.
No, sir, I ain't going to roll on the ground and eat no grass.
Yes, but listen, Eb.
I won't listen. I ain't going to do it, tell you.
Oh, but shakes alive. You want to get well, don't you? You want to get over what you got. And shucks, there ain't nothing to roll on the ground eating a few mouthful of grass.
I don't like the idea.
Well, never mind. Now, look, I take you over to Lem Butler's house and lease you out to him, and by tomorrow you'll be all well again.
Well, is that all I got to do?
Wait a second, let me see you. No, it's more here. It says him, run him briskly for a quarter mile or so till he loses his breath and pants.
That's hammered it. I ain't going to run till I lose my pants if I never get well.
Yes, but, Eb, the book says...
I don't give a dad darn what the book says. I ain't going to do it. That dad darn book's crazy.
Oh, it ain't crazy.
It is crazy.
It ain't crazy, yes. Peters. It is not. Look at this. Now, the fellow that wrote this book's a doctor. And he knows what he's talking about, I should think. And besides, that's all there is to it. Now, look. It says, after you get through running, it says, wash his coat with a good flea soap.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna be...
Now, listen, look. You start running back and forth in the store here, and between here and the hams, and I'll get some water and flea soap and wash your coat.
Now, shucks. How long do I have to run?
How long? Well, the book says till you lose your pants. And I reckon if you unfasten your galluses, you lose them a lot quicker. Now, here, give me your coat and I'll wash it.
It's a dad darn lot of foolishness, if you ask me.
No, it ain't neither. Give me your coat there now.
Yeah, shut. Take it.
You start then between here and the hams here and go on run hard now and get some exercise into it. That's the idea. It's moving. There, that's it. Keep going there, Gunshiner.
Yeah, I'm getting tired easy.
Well, go on. That's the idea, to get your breath going.
How's my pants?
Keep going. You're losing them. You're beginning to sort of lose them there.
Hey,
wait a second, Dad. Just a minute there.
Great heavens. Is there something wrong?
You're darn right there's something wrong, Professor. Ed's a sick man. He's been on his head.
Why, you don't say so.
Yes, sir, I do say so.
Hey, Dad, darn Kitten.
Yeah.
I got to roll on the ground and eat grass.
Yeah.
Oh, I say, he does act queer.
Yeah.
I got to run until I lose my pants.
Yes, you got to do that, you see. That's what he's doing after he loses his pants.
Yes. Look here, you can't let him go on like this.
What?
Let's get him in this chair. Mr. Peter.
Hold on a second, Ed. There's him. What, Professor? What is
yes,
it?
Yes, there. Now, you must sit down and be calm. Take this chair.
Yeah, sit down there, Ed. Just rest yourself.
There, that's right. Now, just relax.
Yeah.
How long has he been ill this way?
Ever since that dad darn show. It was all Mrs. Zell's fault, if you ask me.
Mrs. Zell's fault?
Yes. At the last minute, she made him learn to act the part of the hermit and...
Oh, I see. And the mental strain was too great for him.
Yes.
Yeah, and I got fleas in the coat, too.
Yes, got fleas in the coat.
Well, this is extremely unfortunate.
But shucks, that part of it ain't so bad. I can get rid of them all right. Just use some good flea soap, you know.
Oh, but he really hasn't fleas in his coat, you know.
He ain't.
No, that's simply hallucination.
Well, you suppose flea soap will kill him?
I'm afraid you don't understand, Mr. Winterbottom. And hallucination is simply a delusion, something the fevered brain conjures up.
He does what, Professor?
Conjure.
Yes, but count your what?
Count your fleas.
No, not count your fleas.
No, Ed, now you're sick. You keep out of this. You can't count fleas.
Certainly not.
No, they won't hold still long enough.
Precisely, they won't hold still long. Oh, that hasn't anything to do with it.
Well, it just certainly does. Well, I guess you never tried to catch a flea.
But I'm not referring to fleas. I'm referring to an hallucination. That's something a man simply has in his head.
Oh, yes, I see now. Yes,
well?
Yes, if they're in his head, I don't suppose you would call them fleas.
Oh, you don't grasp it.
Yes, that's just what I said. A flea's too quick to grasp unless you kind
of... Let's stop discussing fleas. I'm trying to tell you what an hallucination is. Now, see here. Last July, a friend of mine who had brain fever suddenly imagined he heard a stir in his room.
What?
A noise, stir, racket.
I didn't know they made any racket.
Huh? Didn't know what made a racket?
A noise stir.
Oh, I said noise.
Yes, this was noisy oyster.
Oh, it wasn't a noise stir.
Well, see, you think it's a dad doing a smart, it weren't a noise stir.
No.
It was a flea.
No, let's stop discussing fleas. And oysters, too.
How's that?
And oyster stew. He heard
it. But, Professor, how could he hear an oyster stew?
But I didn't say he heard an oyster stew.
Why, you certainly did.
Yes, I heard you myself.
I said you did. You stood right there and said you heard it.
I say, will you please stop interrupting me? There's nothing annoys me more than...
It does what?
A noise.
A noise, oyster?
No, a noise.
A noisy stew.
Can't you leave the oysters out of it?
Well, you can't still have oyster stew.
No, I say, you're impossible. You're quite impossible. Good morning.
Good morning, Professor. Come in again sometime.
So long, Professor. Say, Zeb, what? You know what? That story about his friend having brain fever last July and hearing an oyster in his room is just a dad darn fake.
Fake? How do you mean it's fake?
Oysters ain't in season in July.